Welcome to the podcast. It's the best podcast in the world.
This is going to end up on the show. I know it, motherfucker.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 90 of Epitome of Stupidity, your favorite allegedly metal podcast that is still alive, or at least not dead. Today's tune is brought to us by Moontooth, and the song is their newest. It's called Grimothy. I believe it came out in the fall last year. If you've been around for a while, you know that they are one of our absolute favorites, and if you're new, stick around and you will find out why. They have had an interesting run of things since their last album came out, and we are going to talk to Nick Lee today about those things, among other things, I'm sure. But before we get into that, I'm still a nerd and I still like to tell people what I'm listening to. So this past week, I was lucky enough to see Seven Dust for the 800th time. So naturally, I've been listening to a lot of Seven Dust. I saw them for the first time back in 96 or 97. And in 2024, they still kick all of the ass. And for you non-metal, country rockish type people, I saw a band called Blackberry Smoke Friday as well, so I've been listening to some of them. And I'll tell you what, if you're into that thing, there's not a lot of bands that are doing it better, as witnessed by a sold-out crowd at the Newport Music Hall. I've also obviously been listening to some Moontooth, as well as some Pink Floyd randomly here and there. But all in all, a solid couple weeks of tuning. Now, this is the part where I tell you to drink better alcohol, like some mead from Brimminghorn. Easy for me to say. If you use code EPITOMEAD, E-P-I-T-O-M-E-A-D, at brimminghornmeadery.com, you'll get a 10% discount off your order of some literally award-winning mead. And I know what the word literally means, and I'm using it literally here. So, drink like a fucking Viking and get you some delicious mead, because why wouldn't you? Outside of all that, I think this is the part where I make some stupid phone noises, and here in a minute, Nick Lee will be talking to us, making the conversation smarter, and let's do that. Beep, boop, beep, 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 boop, ring. On the line with me now is the one and only Nick Lee of Moontooth and Riot, as well as a master fucking guitar teacher, because he's a fucking master guitar player. Nick, we're going to act like we haven't talked for the past couple minutes, and I'm going to ask you again, how are you doing here lately?
I'm good, Clint. Good to talk to you again. It's been a weird couple years, I'm not going to lie. I've been dealing with encephalitis or something called Norse, which basically the doctors are still trying to figure out what this is. To put it lightly, some sort of seizure disorder, and this past week has, I know I said I'm good, but this past week has not been good. I've been having seizures almost every day, which has been frustrating to say the least. But the brighter side, we have been recording a new song with Moontooth, so we have a lot of new material. So before, we get back on the road right now, we might be putting out some new material. We might be putting out a lot of new material.
Yeah.
Or we might be back on the road. We'll have to see how I'm going to be having surgery in a couple weeks, and we'll see how things go after that. Before I can really say definitely, what the next stage of the game is for me.
Well, I'm speaking for every damn body I know that's ever heard Moontooth. We're all excited about any of those options and obviously hoping for the best for you. I don't think this will even be your first surgery as far as all these things are concerned, right?
So a couple weeks ago I had something called stereo EEG, which was kind of just putting things in my brain but that was more or less just monitoring what was kind of happening, where the seizures were coming from. Were they coming from the left side or the right side? But it was more or less just to gather information. But this will be the first surgery that I'll have, that it will be more to proactive, you know, and it's something to kind of put an actual battery
my
brain to kind of stop this shit from happening, you know, rather than just gathering information.
Yeah, that's stopping it from happening seems like a fucking best case scenario, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had a great neurologist for the last 2 years, but I'm with a new group of doctors, which is who are in New York City at Mount Sinai, who are doing this more proactive kind of journey, and they're actually, you know, that's where I'm getting this new name of the Norse rather than encephalitis.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I was pretty pretty certain that encephalitis was what I have, but they are giving me this new name, which is kind of scary and new, but it's just kind of like, I don't really care what you call it, just make it
fucking
stop.
Yeah,
happening.
Make it fucking stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, while I'm sure that this was fucking terrifying when it initially happened, and you know, all the things kind of related to, and then once you kind of made it to, I don't know, I don't want to say the other side, but a better place with these things, and was starting to get back to playing shows and playing your guitar, and I'm sure all that was cathartic, but I'm also betting that a lot of what was, you know, quote-unquote normal for shows and touring aren't the same anymore. So what are some of the differences for you now and going forward as you've gotten back to playing some shows, even though obviously there's still a long road ahead with some of this stuff, it sounds like?
Well, yeah, I mean, we did the tour with Supporting Protestant Hero. That the big deal for that was, like, I wanted to do that tour for me, make sure that I could still do this, you know, that was, you know, I guess I could say that I was taking it for granted, like, you know, over the past, you know, almost 10 years of playing with Moontooth and also playing with Riot, you know, and teaching guitar, you know, I've really taken it for granted. Just like how, I don't want to say easy, but like, sure, you know, when I pick up a guitar, I can play, you know, any of those Moontooth songs or any of those Riot songs, that are, you know, and I just, you know, feel ready to go, you know,
right.
And now I can kind of work towards getting back towards that place, but it's gonna be a while, to say the least.
Yeah,
but when I'm playing with Moontooth on that Protest Hero tour, you know, as long as I put the time in, I had those songs ready to go, that material ready to go. But it was scary for the guys, you know, let alone myself, that if I might have a seizure, you know, at any point during the day,
right,
you know, or during the show, after the show. Luckily, out of the 30 shows or whatever it was, only 4 shows where there was seizure during my actual stage time.
Oh.
The last one, the last show of the tour, was the only time where I didn't get to finish our set, where I just kind of came to and was backstage with John and Ray, like, you just gotta relax, and it, you know, it's okay, you know, we're not gonna be able to do this one.
That is fucking terrifying, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really totally understand what they're seeing, you know.
Right.
So I'm not quite out of the woods yet with that, unfortunately, but you know, the main thing I want to get out of is, like, being pumped full of meds every single day, because I've never been, you know, that person my whole life, you know, the only drugs I've taken are drugs I've taken for fun. And even that is really not very often, you know, very much. So this is all very new to me. So in the last 2 years of taking, like, a lot of pills in the morning and at night every single day, and just experiencing how that changes my personality, you know, my mood every day, you know, just seeing how that, you know, affects my friends, my wife, my family, you know, it's a new battle for sure.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a lot to fucking take on, and I know that I saw somewhere in the, I'm struggling with how to phrase this, because clearly this is an ongoing thing, but I want to talk about things and kind of, once you got out of the initial, I don't know, fucking fog of finding these things out and this stuff happening, you know, I remember seeing some of the videos and stories about you sitting down with a guitar and kind of trying to learn how to play the fucking thing again, which is, it just, like, speaking for myself, and I'm sure a lot of people that have heard you or this stupid-ass podcast before, that's just fucking mind-blowing because of how, you know, not to throw flowers at you for the fun of it or anything, but because you're such an incredible guitar player, and the idea of that muscle kind of going, like, blasted on you is just fucking flabbergasting.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing guitars, I was given my first guitar from my parents when I was around 6 or 7 years old. So, you know, it's like another part of my body, you know. The worst part of this, besides the things I've mentioned already, is the loss of memory. That's definitely you know, besides the actual speeches themselves, like, losing memory is really hard and awful to deal with every single day.
Yeah, I bet.
But when I first got out of the hospital, the first couple months, it wasn't too bad of, like, recovering, like, finding those, parts of my, you know, my brain, my body to play the guitar. Now I'm struggling more, like, with that, but, like, I have all the music theory is back, you know, I guess from learning it for so many years and teaching it for so many years and using it to write music, you know, like, I'm lucky that that's a big, I don't know, it's a big part of my thought process,
right?
Music theory is that it's there. So now it's more the dexterity and just, you know, speed and, you know, all that stuff.
Sure.
So I'm approaching it from a different part of my brain, I guess, you know. So I really want the neurologist and neurosurgeon to kind of pinpoint where this is coming from and really attack, you know, my brain, so I can kind of pick up where I left off. But I took it for granted how easy it had become for me to play the speed I was playing for Moon Tooth Riot and with the dexterity I was playing.
Sure.
I had definitely, it had become easy, which, for lack of a better word. But, you know, the other part of it was, is memory, you know, and that's certain, if I can remember how to play the fucking thing,
right,
and do I remember how to play this song, that song, for Moontooth or for Riot, and, you know, so I have a lot of work to do, basically, when I'm, you know, fucking rambling and trying to get out of my head.
This is the place to ramble, man. I would happily, as a bass player, I would happily sit here and compliment your guitar playing for the whole damn time we talk. But I do want to specify that that's not exactly what I'm doing in saying some of these things, and that, you know, this time I'm leading up to say you're essentially learning how to be a world-class guitar player fucking twice in one lifetime. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's an interesting. No one put it that way before. Luckily the new Riot record I had finished recording, myself, sent the guys the track before this happened to me, and the Moontooth stuff, like I think I mentioned before, but it's like we had like a handful of tracks, including the last one, Grim Theory, which we just kind of threw out as a single before the Protest of Heroes tour. Like all that stuff I had recorded myself before I got sick, and I don't have any memory of any of that.
Jesus.
I don't have any memory of recording it. I don't have any memory of my first seizure. So basically, I was living upstate New York, East New York, with my wife, and driving back to Long Island, which is the suburbs of New York City, usually once a week, depending on what was going on. I drove back to that Ray, our drummer's studio, getting ready for a rehearsal. We were about to play with Haven, actually. And had my first seizure, which was apparently, a wicked seizure, and fell right into his drum set. And Liana, my wife, told me that, like, before this happened, that I was kind of speaking very strangely and, like, just not myself. So I guess it had started sooner, but I hadn't had a seizure yet. I drove like 2 hours to Ray's studio, so I was lucky that it didn't happen while I was driving, right.
Yeah, I guess I never really thought about that. I promise I'm going to get off this fucking horrible topic here sooner than later, but just because it's front of mind there, I don't know, I guess the easiest way to ask this is, are you allowed to still drive?
No. I'm new. I don't know how it is in other states, but I believe I have to be seizure-free for at least a year before I'm allowed to drive in New York. And my question to that was like, well, how would anybody know? But I guess if I do get pulled over, if something terrible does happen,
right,
or if I do get pulled over and they find out that I have this terrible disease, then I'm, in a lot of trouble.
Fuck, yeah. So. Wow, there's just layers and layers of fun, shitty things here, aren't there, Nick? Like I said, I don't want to sit here and make you talk about this, because I'm sure you're tired of fucking talking about it to some extent. So my last thing here before I pull out of this is going to try to lean into the positive. As you were recovering there from that initial instance that you just talked about, I'm sure you saw, while knowing that you still have this long road ahead, I'm sure you saw that just how much of the music world that you're a part of collectively kind of got behind you and tried to support and a whole bunch of different ways, be it donations or stories or, articles here and there, or just fucking plain old good vibes. I assume that there was some version of, fucking heartwarming or something like that as you came to find these things out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guys were, and my family were nice enough to get a GoFundMe situation started, to help me. And when I was, sort of myself again, I was able to kind of like read through some of the messages and just see how many donations there were from that. And it was amazing to read just how many people like actually like wanted to help me in some way or another. And if you go on Moontooth Instagram, and go on our main link there, if you dig around, you can find like the way that I paid them back was jabbing out our last record, Phototroph. And I finished the whole thing, which was something I had to do for myself anyway.
Right.
But in a way to like just say thank you. You know, if you're a guitar player, you can play through the whole. Yeah, I mean, you can read through the whole thing and download the whole thing as PDFs. It's my shitty handwriting, but, you know, better than nothing.
Yeah, man, that was, I mean, as someone just completely on the outside and just, you know, some form of tangentially friendly with you, I was personally heartened just to see how many people were supportive and just trying to, you know, even if it's just a fucking good vibe sent your way, it was good to see. Anyway. Again, as promised, I won't make you sit here and talk about this for the duration of our call here. What I've got here to kind of start us into the next topic is, you know, over the past, you know, what is it, like 10 years with Moontooth, I think, and let alone with Riot, you've played a ton of fucking crazy tours and amazing shows, festivals, and all that. Do you have a personal favorite or a personal favorite story with any of these things?
I mean, my memory, unfortunately, is totally battered, but like, I can think just from digging through some of this stuff. I mean, the last, I'll just go with, the last Moontooth show that we did, at the Monarch, the Brooklyn Monarch, that's kind of my comeback. Just was heartwarming is the way that you put it, and I definitely felt that way, and it went really well, and no seizures, and it was very nice to have friends and family there. It was like
right.
A sold out show, and it was awesome. And then our first, like, real tour, I'll say real as in, like, supporting somebody that was much bigger than us, which was just supporting Intronaut, I think 2015 or 16, just smoking weed with old ladies in Memphis. There's a very funny picture of that. That tour was just really funny and like learned a lot, but also had a lot of fun.
Riot
was just like, and with Riot, it was like getting to go to Europe and Japan, but Japan especially, they treat you just very, very well. I mean, it's not like anybody doesn't, but the Japanese just treat you like, you know, your royalty or something. It's like amazing.
Nice. What's your favorite song to play live?
On the last tour, I don't know. I mean, it probably changes night to night, to be totally honest. But I'd have to say probably All at All Angles, just because that's the one that seems to be the most well received, and it's not easy to play. It's always like a challenge to play, but there's still I don't know, there's a solo there, and there's a lot of like thumb work, you know, like over the neck thumb, like capo kind of action. So
right.
it's always like a good challenge, you know.
Yeah, it's. I when we saw you, it was the Animals as Leaders tour, and seeing you do that fucking crazy ass thumb shit live. I guess this is just me working my way into complimenting how great a guitar player you are again. I think the last time we talked was still before COVID and the acoustic stuff that you guys did. I get the feeling that I'm going to test your memory here on a couple of these topics that I've got left, but I'm going to give it a swing anyways. How was it translating some of those songs to acoustic, and how did you guys decide on the covers, that Fiona Apple song and Sabbath Changes?
It was super challenging to move like songs like Stress and Better and like Drop A and shit like that.
Right.
An acoustic guitar, but I mean, Moontooth does a lot of major key action, you know, and like, and the music theory that I do remember, you know, fortunately for me, I would not want to have to go back to school for this shit, but is you know, if I have a, if the chord progression is a 1 to a 4 to a minor 6 to a 5 or something like that, if I still remember that, then I can kind of move that to an acoustic guitar, you know, on a different tuning. I can do that a lot quicker than I would have otherwise. As far as choosing the covers, I wish I remembered the conversations a little bit better, but I mean, the Sabbath song was like just kind of an obvious one. It's just such a beautiful song and just works really nicely. And then, I don't know, it's like we all love Fiona Apple, and we just thought that would be like a cool surprise. And also for me, I love the chord progression. It's super weird and just bizarre, you know?
Yeah, I remember listening to it the first time I heard it. You know, I'd look through the track titles and it didn't, like, I just assumed it was an unreleased song or something like that. And I'm sitting there drinking my coffee or what have you. And it dawns on me as the fucking song is playing, holy shit, this is that fucking Fiona Apple song from the 90s. This is nuts. And it's a fucking stellar interpretation. I love it. It's great. The other side of that is that, Six of Swords, I think it is, that was, acoustic only as of now. Is there a version of that sitting around that's electric, maybe?
No, that's just acoustic right now. That was written around the time we decided to do that acoustic record. So it is kind of just so far it's just on that. So we'll see what happens.
Right. My next thing here was to talk about the surprises that you and Ray were kind of leaning into in one of your recent posts, but I think you've kind of already alluded to some of that, haven't you?
Yeah, we have a lot of new music that, fortunately for me, is, you know, kind of, you know, has been started to work on before I got sick, or, you know, is, you know, in the folder somewhere for me. But yeah, we have kind of similar to how we put out Grimothy as a single, like we have more of that. We'll see how we do that, put those songs out. It might be, you know, singles, or it might be an EP, or it might be an album. There's a lot of conversation to have, but I'm really excited about the one that we are working on now.
If it's anything like fucking Grimothy, it's for good damn reason. That song just whoops all the ass. I hate to phrase this like this, but I guess this is where we're at. Do you recall the inspiration or how that song was put together?
For Grimothy?
Yeah.
And
what the hell is a Grimothy?
You know, a Grimothy is just life treating you like shit. I don't know. It's kind of like one of my stupid demo names that just lasted, I guess. Usually, you know, John writes lyrics and vocals and comes up with something, you know, that means something. Grimothy is just—it's kind of just what that song sounded like to me. But yeah, I think it was kind of just trying to if Moon Tooth wrote a Motorhead song, you know. It's kind of like my version of that. If that makes any sense.
It does, and I'm writing it down so I don't forget it. Grimothy equals Motorhead by Moonshot.
That main riff, that first riff you hear, is kind of like a minor 7, like kind of more or less like kind of, you could totally treat that like a Motorhead song if you wanted to, you know.
Yeah, I love the connection there. That I would have never put that together on my own, but now that you said it, I can kind of fucking get my brain around it. So I think in the past we've done a bunch of goofy ass questions with you, and I won't try to put you through just different versions of that stupid shit just for the fun of it. So I've tried to think about some other kind of shorter answer questions for you to, in a way for us to wrap this conversation up that isn't quite as heavy as some of the other things here. The first one is stupid as hopefully stupid could be. And I'm going to ask you, what food best represents Moontooth?
What food?
What food?
Oh, man. I think that would be different for everybody. Up until this happened to me, this stupid, fucking awful thing with my brain.
Right.
I've been vegetarian for a long time, and very much leaning on being vegan. And the other guys very much definitely are not. And afterwards, just needing to get protein in my body, you know, every day. You know, being in the hospital for a long time. I mean, I was in a coma for a long time. After getting out of that, I started caring a lot less. I just started eating whatever.
Right.
Just to make sure that happened. I don't know. I'd have to, what food actually represented Moontooth. It would probably be like some gas station hot dog awfulness. It's not like we're getting treated very nicely out there, you know, when we do get sore.
Right.
So we'll see.
Moontooth equals gas station hot dog. Got it. I'm sure that nobody ends up gassy from those fucking things either. What would the ideal non-instrument related sponsor for Moontooth or Riot for that matter be?
Non what?
Non-instrument related.
I hate to be so negative, but just somebody that's gonna help us out with a van and a trailer and driving it. So we don't spend all of our money on that.
Dodge. Or Ford, whatever. What would a dream collaboration be for you?
I have to think about that for a while, but I just listened to, because they're doing that kind of like collaborative tour with Lamb of God, but that Mastodon.
Yeah.
I just re-listened to
Leviathan.
Sorry, this is what drives my brain crazy, is if when I'm looking for something.
Right.
Leviathan, that's what I'm looking for. The Brent Hinds, when I first heard his kind of like just wild approach to like, I don't play metal, but I'm gonna also do chicken kind of wild, you know, stuff. That blew my mind when I first heard it when I was, you know, like a teenager or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like 80-85% sure that dude is actually a fucking alien.
Yeah, I mean, I met him at NAMM the first time I went, and I was kind of just like, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was kind of just walking around NAMM, you know, like the music conference and gear conference, and I just was like, I don't know what the hell to do with myself. And he had like a signing where you, you know, you get online to meet him and get your shit signed, and like, I feel like a kind of a dork doing this, but I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it. And I got online, and when I first got up to meet him, he was like, hey man, I love the hair, love the band, and just kind of signed whatever I had, like, definitely just treated me like just whatever, just leave me alone, you know. But that, like, another long-haired guy with a band.
Right.
He's definitely from another world. I would agree with you there.
Yeah, he's fucking nuts, man. Let's see here. What would the best introductory song be for someone to get into Moontooth?
Oh, like, what's one of our songs? I would say Trust.
Even with the horns?
Do it again?
I said even with the horns are so weird in metal. Like, I absolutely love a song with some fucking horns in it, but then other people will hear it and it turns them off. They can be very polarizing, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a hard question just because it would be different for everybody, right? Like,
right.
What would your answer to that be?
I mean, my answer is trust. That was the one that really kicked the door open for me. So, I don't know. I guess
to
some degree,
I'm... But it's major key. It's got a little bit of everything that we do in it. So,
yeah,
that would be my answer.
I think that or... I don't know. The previously mentioned All at All Angles seems like a good one, too. Plus, you guys have the really fun video for that. Speaking of videos, this isn't written here, but I considered it for a minute. You guys have done a handful of videos. What do you think about the experience, or I guess I should ask, what do you remember of the experiences of putting those things together? Was it as fun as some of them look, or is it a pain in the ass?
They're all a little different, but we've been working with Tom Flynn, who's an amazing video artist, and I forgot how we got connected originally, but everything from that All at All Angles video where we're on the moped,
right?
We're a bit Buddy Joe's, to the most recent ones, which we have one that's just a silly green screen thing that we did in a couple hours, and then we had the one that was like Goodfellas.
Oh, right.
One,
yeah.
Which was like many, many hours of just getting it perfect. But, I mean, we were laughing our asses off the whole day doing that video.
That's
so
good.
I mean, that video, I mean, that movie, Goodfellas, is like kind of, you know, like part of me and some of our just kind of just our DNA, let's say, growing up.
Sure. The last thing I've got here for you, and then we'll kind of work our way out to letting Grimothy play, is that, you know, this is a kind of pertinent question for just about anybody who's been some version of successful in the music business, but it seems even more relevant with you based on the things that you've had to deal with that we've talked about so far today. So I would ask, if you could go back in time 5 years and tell Nick Lee one thing, what would it be?
I guess I would say, you know, like, appreciate things that are going well while they're going well, and just try to, like, keep as much as of this stuff, you know, written down as you can, you know, like, keep some of the tabs that you have with the guitar stuff,
right.
Like, keep that happening. And also, just you know, just keep that stuff, you know, written down somewhere, because it's going to be tough to redo eventually.
Right, it's going to be tough to learn how to be a world class guitar player again.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, but it's like, the other side of that, you know, we have focused on the unfortunate negative.
Sure.
Of this disease is, like, you know, at least I get to, like, hear from records I played on, but also other people's records. Like, I kind of get to hear some stuff again,
oh,
too, which is cool.
Yeah, kind of rehearing things for the first time.
Yeah, like, I was listening to Clutch Records and Kurtowski Records with Ray the other day when we were setting up to do the recording session. It's kind of just like, we grew up on that stuff.
Right.
Still, like, why do you still love this? You know, that's a cool part of the, you know, whole memory
sure.
loss thing.
Kind of a silver lining type thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I won't keep you much longer here, Nick. Thanks again for talking with me, yet again. And obviously, best of luck in all these things going forward. Myself, everybody who listens to this stupid ass podcast in the music world kind of as a whole kind of waits to see how you deal with it. And we're all sure that you're going to be able to kick some ass with it. And for the love of God, if the doctor that's going to be operating on you hears this for some reason, do your best work that day, buddy. All right. Thank you. Outside of that.
Thanks,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thank you.
Oh, no problem. The, I'm going to say to anybody hearing this, be sure to, once this is over, turn on any and all things Moontooth at maximum volume immediately, because you want your day to be better, and that's one surefire way to make sure it happens. Thanks, as always, to our sponsors, Brimminghorn. Review us on iTunes. Give us stars on Spotify, whatever it is that you're listening to us on. Just try to say that, hey, you like us. If you're not already, follow the podcast on all the socials, as long as all the socials are Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Nick and the Moontooth fellas on the socials. They, I think they're on some more of the socials than we are. I think you guys do the TikToks and all that shit as well, right?
Yeah. We're still kind of just Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, let's say the ones that are somewhat older than I'm trying to remember to do the TikTok too, but when I have something to actually fucking put on there, then
right.
I'll do it.
The video thing has never really caught on with me, but you know, I'm also old, so whatever. Anyways, that's enough for me. I will I'm gonna stop saying things. I'm gonna turn it over to Nick. I'm gonna let you introduce the song, and then we're gonna get out of here.
Right on. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you everybody for listening to us talk about shit. But here's some music. Here's the reason that we're all hanging. So check out Grimothy. Follow us on all the bullshit.
Damn right. Thanks, man.
Yeah.